2014. I apologize that it's so late in the year, but I wanted to get some final figures together before I gave this report. I am happy to say that I think we had an outstanding year last year. I think you'll be surprised with some of the figures that I'm going to give you here in just a few minutes. With the hard work of the department heads, along with the city employees, I think things turned out a lot better than we thought they were originally going to. Example, general fund, we ended the year with just over $1.1 million. That's actually up $100,000 from the previous year. I think your financial report that you'd received had predicted that we'd be at $805,000. So actually we're up over $300,000 better than what was projected. Fire department, again, they ended up $190,000 in the red, and that was something we expected. And we made that up through edit last year. So, and the financial report predicted that that would be a $255,000 loss. So that's $65,000 that the fire department worked with their budget and actually come up with savings. Parks department, the financial report estimate was that the year they would end with $3,400. And I know we did open the new pool last year, but the parks department ended with $115,000 in the black last year. So that was a lot better. One fund that was down was edit. We ended the year with just over $1.3 million. That's $132,000 less than we started the year with, but you need to remember that we did quite a bit last year. $198,000 for KCDC. You put almost $300,000 in paving. We did the owner rehab project. And then other projects that are being worked on, like Second Niplack and things that we've invested money in. Riverboat. We ended the year with $500,000 roughly in Riverboat, and that's up $5,000 from the year before, even though we receive $109,000 pretty much every year in revenue in that fund. Last year we purchased two police vehicles, a vehicle for the animal shelter, an asphalt hot box for the street department. So, and the reason I'm telling you all these figures is as I get down through here, you'll see where I've got some proposals for spending a few dollars. Local road and street balance was $105,000. We received right around $70,000 last year, and we should receive that much again this year. CCI, which is Cumulative Capital Improvement Fund, typically we don't discuss this fund. It's just a fund that builds. Right now, I think there's close to $250,000 in that fund. That's money that we have never spent. We haven't spent a dime out of that since I've been mayor. But typically that goes up about $48,000 a year. So, and our rainy day fund is still at roughly just under $3 million. We did not touch that. Some of the things we accomplished last year was the levy. I can tell you that at the beginning of this term, that was a long, dark tunnel. I can actually tell you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Here in the last 3 years, we've committed $5 million to that project through grants and edit dollars, RDC. So the good thing is that we are making great headway on the levy, and you'll see some more work done again this year. Last year, we saw the opening of Andrews Oil Fast Break. That was a major improvement for the north end of town. The executive end being torn down. It looks a whole lot better as you come into our community from the north. We opened the new Rainbow Beach pool last year, which was a major accomplishment, not only for us, but as a community. The citizens come out and supporting that. It was a huge success. We actually look forward to opening that here at the end of May to see what we can do with that. I think last year we were open 23 days and probably roughly 22,000 people visited that pool. So we've seen Clark's Crossing, the development of Clark's Crossing, the removal of what I call the old Lincoln High School, or it was Lincoln High School when I went there. That was a major improvement with our downtown area. our Main Street, you know, with Pioneer Oil, investing the money that they are in Main Street. I'm excited about the InVin group that is starting, that's looking at trying to attract businesses to downtown. And the Pocket Park was a nice addition to our downtown. The hospital's Beacon project continues to move. I believe it's supposed to be completed later this year. That's huge for our community to have a facility, a medical facility like that in our community is huge. And then the university, they continue to grow. They're adding a student rec area, and they're also doing work on Oliphant. You see a lot of work going on out there with the sidewalks, curves, paving, and everything, and majority of that is through Vince University. So I enjoy working with the university and the hospital. They are huge for this city. I know that they get a lot of flack for tearing property down, but as they grow, this community is going to grow. The more they employ, the better, you know, the more co-op we'll get. So, and they help this community in many, many other ways. They both helped with the pool last year. So this year, we, if you remember, we received the Blight Elimination Program. We actually received two rounds of that for a total of $635,000. We hope to tear down 30-plus homes in the community here in the next year. Speaking of that, when we talk about the university and hospital removing property from the tax rolls, my guess is the city will remove more homes this year than the hospital and the university together. So it's all in an effort to improve neighborhoods. The hope is that as we tear down these blighted homes, that the neighbors in that neighborhood will take better care of their property and make it overall improvement for the community. Last year, we spent over $1 million in paving. Again, this year, we are hoping to spend another million. But again, I'm going to need your help. We are going to get $500,000 from RDC, which you heard Brad mention earlier. You guys had increased the CCD rate last year, and we had promised the taxpayers that we would take that money and put it towards paving. Again, this year, I expect us to put that towards paving, which is another $150,000. Our local road and street, I know I told you that we had $105,000 in there and expect to get another $70,000. I would like to make sure that we spend $100,000 of that on paving. And I know that leaves roughly $75,000, but you need to remember that still pays for salt and sand and patch material. And there's other things that have to come out of that, so I don't want to deplete that line on. And then again, an edit. I'm going to request $250,000 again this year to go towards the $1 million in paving. I need to mention annexation. As I mentioned last year, that would be something that we look at this year. The time has come. We've done our work. Now that we've got this process started, and it is just a process, and this is the process the city has to go through to even look at annexation. As we move forward, we're going to be gathering more information. You'll have a public hearing May 18th to listen to the public. I just hope that you take all the information that we gather in this next few weeks and listen to the public and come up with the decision that you think is best for Vincennes. This has been a topic for years that the city should look at annexation. We are taking a hard look at it, and now it has come to the spot in the road where it's going to come back to you to make a decision towards the end of June. Last year, we got the Second Street project started. I'm happy to say that should be completed, I believe, October of this year. I know it's a hassle. It's rough traveling down through there. I actually received an email from an out-of-town visitor that wanted to know if we forgot to put up the road close signs. But I will say that, you know, that's pretty much a business district. We couldn't close that down and expect those businesses to survive. So working with the city engineer, we're trying to keep that open and keep traffic moving as much as possible. But again, I'm excited that that should be completed this October. Earlier this evening, we talked about Second Niblack. We paid a claim. That project continues to move. I think we just finally received the work with the CSX, what it's going to cost to have that done. They're part of it, and it'll probably be a year from now before we let that for construction, but that project continues to move. Kimmel Road extension was mentioned earlier. I can tell you I'm excited that the RDC is looking at making some changes out in the that end of town. I think that's going to be a major improvement for that area running Kimmel Road all the way through to Main Street. And I think that project would start next spring. But again, I hope that's going to help that area develop a little more, and I'm excited about it. Along with that is the what I will call the Ford Road extension that will run between Westport Auto and Kohl's. Look forward to that project. It should be starting maybe next spring. That is a road that was actually in the overall plans for that property out there from the beginning, is that that road would come out to Hart Street. So I'm just glad that there's development there with Westport Auto, that we can complete that road and not only help his business, but also Kohl's. And maybe that'll help the whole area out there with the Showstack property. Heritage Trail, or Riverwalk, whichever you prefer to call it, that has been on the books for 20 years. That should go for letting probably this September. So we can get that project started and completed, I'm hoping within a year or so. And basically what you'll see down there is a landing area that overlooks the river. You'll see benches and flowers and different things down through there. And it runs from Main Street to Hart Street. But we're excited about getting that project started and hopefully getting it off the books. And maybe once we get that completed, then we'll look at expanding that both ways from there, applying for more grant dollars to expand it through the memorial grounds, the rendezvous grounds over that way, and then as well as through the university and out to Kimmel Park. And another project that we're going to be looking at this year, along with our paving, is, you know, last year we started preventive maintenance. The street department's been doing crack sealing on the roads that, our North 6th Street, which is a concrete road that I forget when the city took control of that, probably back in the 90s. It is getting in the shape that we have to do some preventive work on that. If we want that road to continue to last, we're going to have to invest a few dollars in that to make sure that we keep it in good shape. And the difference between that and our other streets is that's a concrete road as compared to the rest of our streets are usually asphalt. So that's something that's going to be added to the schedule this year. When I mentioned the cumulative capital improvement fund earlier, that we haven't touched since I've been mayor and usually grows by $48,000 a year, I am going to be requesting that we allow $50,000 of that this year to be spent towards curb work. Not the handicap ramp curbing that we do with our paving, but this actual curbing, replacing broken and busted up curbing throughout the city. I think that maybe if we start spending about $50,000 a year towards that, in a few years we can make a major difference in our curbs and make it more appealing. Another thing that I hope that I plan to present to you this year is a complete street ordinance. And a complete street ordinance basically states that anytime the city develops a road or improves a road or of any major proportion, that it is a complete street. That means it has sidewalks and it has bike lanes and is made for future development of the city and make it better for our residents that do like to ride bikes. And so as with Second Street project, there'll be bike lanes. I think we had a request today that bike lanes be put on the Red Skelton Boulevard out in the VU area. So there is a big interest in having bike lanes in our community, and I think we need to do our best to make sure that we move forward with that. You'll see that a lot of progressive communities have bike lanes. Last year we bought two cars from Riverboat. I'm going to request two more police cars from Riverboat. And again, I think last year we requested two from Edit also. Our police department's vehicles are getting in bad shape by buying only four a year. We're never going to get ahead of the problem, so we need to look at other ways to invest in these. We can continue to buy two through Riverboat every year and maybe look at the Edit. But in the future, we need to look at a more long-term solution to this, whether it be do a small bond that we buy so many vehicles every 5 years, just like we do fire equipment. But we need to do something to make sure that we have police cars that are in good shape and in operation. Again, this year, Parks Department. I asked last year for a vehicle through Edit for the Parks Department. They've got a vehicle that the engine went out in it, and they haven't had, couldn't get it replaced. It's been a couple months now. I'm going to request that we buy a Parks Department vehicle out of Riverboat money. And then trash truck, our street department, since we decided to stay in the trash business, our rear packers, we have two of them, and they continue to break down. We spend thousands of dollars trying to keep them up and running. The plan is to buy a new rear packer through sticker funds this year. It's not, you know, we need to make sure if we're going to be in the business, continue with the business of picking up trash, we need to make sure we have the equipment to do it. And one of them is this rear packer. There are streets that our automated truck cannot get down, or it is difficult to get down and back out. So we do need to get a new rear packer for the street department. And again, those funds should come from the sticker funds. With that, I'll just go over a few accomplishments of all the city departments. Cemetery, you can't say enough about Danny and what he does at the cemetery. It always looks nice out there. He does a tremendous job, him and his crew. Parks Department, again, we opened Rainbow Beach last year. I think we had, Steve said, about a $72,000 profit from the pool opening. I'm excited about this year whenever we actually have a, whatever it is, 70-day pool season. Last year it was 23 days, so we'll see what we can do there. But I also hope that revenues generated through that pool are kept at that pool for future maintenance, so that that pool is kept in good shape for years to come, and isn't let to go like the last pool where it was in bad shape whenever we went to replace it. So I'm hoping that money generated there can stay for future investments in the pool. Inspector's office. Phil has been very busy working with the blight program. The amount of work that goes in that is a tremendous amount. I can't commend him enough, him and Randy, for everything they've done. Again, I hope that we take 30 plus homes down this year, improve neighborhoods, as well as he's worked closely with Clark's Crossing with that development, making sure that things were going smooth there. Andrew's Oil, Pioneer Oil, and he's also took care of the sidewalk program. I think we spent $50,000 on sidewalks last year, and again this year we'll spend the $50,000 improving sidewalks throughout the community. Engineer's office. Last year we talked about we spent $1 million on paving. Well, that actually figures out to about 62 blocks of paving. Over 100 curb ramps were done, made it to ADA standards. He's also been very busy on the Ford Road extension as well as the Kimmel Road extension. And we expect him to be very busy again this year, spending $1 million on paving and curb ramps. And now, hopefully, the $50,000 that we will put towards replacing curbs throughout the city. Police Department last year, made great progress. They added 2 DARE officers. They've added 4 additional field training officers. They've added in-car and body cameras, which we need to look to the future and make sure that every officer has those body cameras. We'll need to come up with the money to make sure we can get that done. And the National Night Out, he reported that that was probably last year's the best National Night Out in recent history. Again, it was held at Rainbow Beach, so it had a great turnout, and they did an excellent job. Fire Department. As everybody's aware, Chief Becker is going to retire. I think his last official day is May 1st. I can say that I'm very proud to have Gordon as a fire chief. I am sad to see him go. I think he did an outstanding job. If you remember, the year before we took office and Gordon took fire chief, the fire department was $400,000 in the red. Since then, there's been a year where they weren't in the red, but last year we're down to 190. So Gordon's done a tremendous job. And stepping up now for now is Battalion Chief Pinkstaff. And as you've heard all this evening, you know that you've got your work cut out for you. It's not going to be an easy task to try to make up these differences and get the fire department out of the red. But I look forward to working with you on accomplishing that. Other than that, the fire department did some small equipment purchases, nozzles and stuff that not only do they need for fighting fires, but they also need it for their own protection. And they also upgraded their hazmat meters, which a lot of you wouldn't understand, but it also includes carbon monoxide, which we do for the public if they think they have a problem with pest. City attorney, as always, does his outstanding job, keeps me out of trouble. Animal shelter. That department probably had the biggest change in the last year. There have been so many changes out there, I can't mention them all. Since Laura's taken over, last year they redid the cat room. All animals that leave that shelter now are either spayed or neutered. That wasn't happening before. The microchip program continues to expand and grow, and now that a lot of animals have been microchipped, it's easier to get them back to their homes when we pick them up for whatever reason, and it also helps them to keep track of who's not keeping track of their pets. PetSmart charities that she's signed up for, it's amazing what they're doing with PetSmart. Every month they will come and take 15 dogs. When Laura took over, there were cages that had two animals in each cage. To date, there are empty cages. So with all the improvements that she's made out there, I'm telling you, that's probably the best this animal shelter's ever been ran in this city. Street department, they kept busy last year. They did get through their hot box machine that we now have 2, so that they can fix the potholes, and they're doing a tremendous job. Fortunately, it seems like there's less this year than last year, but you can see them out every day working hard on that. I mentioned earlier we added to their work crack sealing, which they started last year. They've done tremendous work with that. What that's going to do is help us to keep our streets in better shape for many years more before we have to do repaving and stuff, but they continue to do hard work on that. And those 100 plus curb ramps that I talked about that were redone last year, they also had to make sure that those were filled back in and grass planted, and as well as doing their normal work of striping and painting curbs and picking up trash and yard debris and everything else that they do. They do a tremendous job, and I can't say enough about it. And then Dan and Cheryl, who keep me out of trouble and keep me on schedule. I want to thank you guys for everything you do for me and keep me on task. And for the elected officials up here, again, I think that we had a tremendous year last year, working together, looking at where we can get dollars to spend on paving and everything. Right? We just need to continue to work together and try to get some of these vehicles purchased that I had mentioned and maybe do the curb work. So and to the public, I just want to say thank you, and I know there's a lot of support out there. If you have questions or complaints, you're always welcome to call my office. I'll take your calls anytime, but for the most part, I just have to say that last year, I think, was a tremendous year, and I really think this is going to be another great year this year, as long as we're all working together. So, again, thank you. That's it.